nada, nada, nada es fácil.
My name is Yasmin, and I grew up in northern Wisconsin. Both my parents were professional musicians, and I always felt like I kind of had this circus lifestyle growing up. Neither of them were from Wisconsin. They both moved there from California to start a venue, the Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua, which is this circus venue, basically, but it's for music. But it's a big tent in the summertime. They put it up every year. So that was my childhood. I grew up with music, touring, traveling, and kind of a wide range of musical styles and influences. So, you know, I grew up in my household listening from everything to Joni Mitchell, to Led Zeppelin, to Stevie Wonder, like that kind of melting pot of, you know, the good music from the 60s and 70s that my parents were from, you know. And then from there, at about 13, you know, I started playing music very young, and I went to a concert when I was 13 that changed my life.
Sonríe a la vida, que vamos a hacer.
Sonríe.
Ella es como un juego de ganar y perder. Sonríe a la vida y no la de.
And it was this Cuban band from Miami, Tiempo Libre, and they performed in my small town in Wisconsin. And it just blew my mind. I said, I have to play that. I have to learn how to dance and speak Spanish and live in Cuba. It has to happen. So at 13, I promised myself that. And then the rest is kind of history. From that day forward, it became focused on learning about these traditions, traveling to Cuba, eventually living in Cuba for some time, and developing a relationship there through music and dance. But simultaneously, I continued to develop. I went to McNally Smith in St. Paul, studied, you know, music there. So kind of a crossing of bridges between many worlds.
As I understand it, it was 2016 when you went to Cuba. Can you talk about the things that most impressed you during that time, and what things really became real for you, and you understood in a deeper way, not just from hearing that one performance in Miami and listening to records, but actually experiencing that life and culture firsthand?
Yeah, it was definitely very powerful. The only way I can describe it is like I'd been watching a movie in black and white for 10 years, and all of a sudden it turned to color and everything made sense. It was the hardship of life there, the realities of what they face on a daily basis in Cuba. I knew it intellectually, but until I experienced it and I felt it with my friends there, people that became, you know, family to me over time, then I really felt it in my body. And I was, you know, that I will always be an outsider, of course. It's like I will never know fully what that experience is, but having lived it for a little while, it's like it just gives you a different perspective.
Can you talk about studying dance, and was there a change in your understanding of performing music after you studied dance formally in Cuba?
Yes, definitely. I had always studied dance kind of simultaneous to music as well in different forms. I was an Irish step dancer as a kid. That was my other life. Actually, I wanted to be in Riverdance, and then I injured myself and I couldn't dance anymore. So I've always danced. It just kind of morphed into more Cuban style. And when I was in Cuba, I took a course at the Instituto Superior de Arte, the arts university there, which was Afro-Cuban dance. And of course, that is just so deeply tied to the roots of all of the music. I feel like I only scratched the surface. There's so much there to learn. So I'll always return to that well. But yes, the two, dance and music, you can't separate them.
If it's what you love, the pressure will get to you soon enough. If it's what you hate, just gotta pay your dues and make it through till holiday. And the wise ones say, you must invest in something now so you can live a better way.
Can you talk about the formation of the group that you work with now, Beat Zero, and I guess additionally the Havana Quartet, but let's focus on Beat Zero first of all. Like, how did that group come together?
So it was an effort on my part, actually, after the pandemic. I had a version of this band that was working and touring together leading up to the pandemic, and then it all fell apart after. Many things happened. It all fell apart, pandemic. And so I didn't have a band anymore. And I really wanted to perform and get things going. So I just reached out to my bass player, Alvaro Benavides, who was always one of my favorite players and a good friend of mine, but we'd never worked together in a professional way. So I just got brave and asked him, and he said yes. And then Andrew Gillespie. Andrew is another colleague that I've worked with for years. So it was just an effort on my part to bring it to life again, and it just clicked.
Can you talk additionally about the Havana Quartet? Because when you're playing at the Parkway Theater, they're going to be joining you on stage.
Yes, they are absolutely fantastic. This is a group of four young string players, all from Havana, and they all went to the same arts university that I mentioned. And they are just spectacular. They perform all breadth of styles, but mostly in classical music when they're doing their own. They do classical arrangements of Cuban traditional music. And then when we come together, we do different arrangements of my original tunes, some Cuban influence. It's just a lovely crossover.
So I have a suspicion that your own classical music education comes to the fore when you're working with them. Like, are you creating are the quartet arrangements to kind of fuse into your own music?
Yes, definitely. You know, I started as a classical pianist early on, and so I do have some of that training. At a certain point, I realized it wasn't quite the world I wanted to occupy fully, but I love the music, and of course the theory and the technique and everything that comes from that. To apply that to my original music. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy writing the string quartet arrangements. It's quite fun. You will put your time under lock and key, and now your paycheck defines where the hours go, if you're warm or cold, if you're dead or alive.
Can you talk about your forthcoming recording? Because you said in your email that you guys are actually working on mastering it. I wanted to hear the new project, but it's in the works. So what can we look forward to?
Yes, we're super excited about this project. So this is going to be the first album with this particular lineup of the band, including the string quartet. The Havana Quartet is on this album. We started recording about a year and a half ago, not last summer, but the summer before. And it is finally coming into Technicolor, and we are excited to share it. Probably we're looking at an early spring release with a couple singles coming before that over the winter. So stay tuned for that.
And tell me about what you'll be performing on stage at the Parkway Theater. Like, what sort of repertoire are you going to be playing?
Well, we'll be doing, it's a pretty high energy set, but there's always an array of flavors and emotions that I like to tap into. So we'll start off kind of in a little bit more, I guess, thoughtful and lyric driven stuff. And then we'll end it with a full on party. And it's a lot of our Cuban repertoire because of that New Orleans brass band crossover. I actually lived in New Orleans for a couple winters the last few years, and I just love that place. It's an amazing, amazing mecca of music, and the connection with Cuba is surprisingly strong. Those two places are the most similar I've ever felt in my life. So to have this crossover musically, I'm really excited about that.
Okay, so that concert is happening on the 22nd of November at the Parkway Theater. Yasmin at Beat Zero with the Havana Quartet, and they are sharing the billing with Trish Cook, who's a comedian that is always at the Parkway, and also Mama Dig Down's brass band. And more information is available at the Parkway Theater's website. Yasmin, where can people go to find your music or to purchase your music?
My website for our band is yasminmusic.com. It's Y-A-Z-M-I-N music.com. And all the socials is the same handle.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Peter.